spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Welcome to this episode of the 9420 podcast, where we talk about the music that we love and the industry that we tolerate. Everyone, and welcome to this episode of the 9420 podcast. That was Carl and the Passion, I Can Change. Hi, Carl and Greg. How are you guys doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Carl, where's your reverb? Man, there was some reverb in that thing, right?
Oh, right. Well, that was done in on Bond Street in the city in 88. This great guy, Dave Adams, who I think is just, he used to have this deal on Elektra, and he's a real like Howard Jones 80s kind of dude. And he was a really cool producer, and he played that piano at the end and all these cool, you know, horn stabs and stuff. And this and another song was our last stab effort to make a commercial pop 80s radio song.
Right.
So that was it.
You could tell that there was some extra attention taken to the recording, actually, I think. I mean, it's like the stuff as it fades out, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's too much.
Ear candy.
Too much singing. They made me do all this harmony, all these, that wasn't what I ever did, you know? All that. I remember spending, like, I usually would sing the lead, maybe a background harmony, and I'm done, you know, go have a cigarette. But now, in this team, the guy, I was doing vocals for like a day and a half.
Yeah, right. Well, I think they hit upon the idea.
What are we, Queen?
Like, this is the recipe, right?
Right. So what's going on, guys?
Well, Greg just got back from the beach, so that is always fun.
And from the anti-vacation.
What are you doing at the beach?
I love the beach.
White stuff on your nose, a little Speedo.
It's funny. So
sandals,
one of my
with black socks.
This was 72 hours at the beach, and it's funny. So one of my prerequisites was that I had to be staying on the beach. I was not going to go unless we could find accommodations literally on the beach. And we found this wonderful, wonderful little room, a place called the Shell Island Inn in Wrightsville Beach,
North Carolina. I have been to Wrightsville Beach.
Yeah. I mean, the beach is lovely. The issue was that it was snowing. To beat the band in Nashville and 10 hours due east, it was 70. And I thought, well, we've timed this perfectly. But by the end of the stay, it was like 24 degrees. So that was a little odd. But I sat for 2 days and looked at the ocean, which is something that I, you know, look forward to on a regular basis. And for 2 days, I'm standing, or rather sitting, and looking at the ocean. And they have dunes there, as opposed to most of the beaches I go to, they don't have, like, dunes proper. Mm-hmm. So the first 3 hours in, I see this giant plastic black garbage bag blow into the dune. So I spent, you know, 2 days from my balcony looking at that plastic trash bag stuck in the dune. So a couple hours before we left, I walked down and I braved the weather and actually went into the dune and retrieved the garbage bag. That is how exciting my 72 hours out of town was, like retrieving a garbage bag off of the beach.
Was the highlight of your time at Wrightsville
Beach. That's the highlight of my trip.
So is there anything we could talk about that has to do with music or anything?
Well, nah. I was going to say, we had our spring break week last week, so we kind of took a week off. But in that time, the ACM Awards happened, and it was interesting to say the least. One, it was the first time that they only exclusively streamed on Prime Video in Las Vegas, and apparently they brought, like, Instagram influencers that had either were fans or had some aspirations to be country music singers, like, backstage and doing all the behind the scenes to, like, drum up attention for people to watch it. And
like TikTok and Instagram influencers.
Like, I'm talking about, like, influencers who their main goal is they share music, they do clothes,
like
they
social media morons.
Social media influencers. Yep. Influencers. They flew them to Vegas and gave them a trip and had them go behind the scenes, and they got to be in boxes. And it was definitely an interesting take for sure.
I so happily did not see one.
It wasn't on TV?
30 seconds.
It wasn't. They had it on Prime Video. You streamed it live. And you actually probably can go watch it now. I haven't even looked, but.
Why?
So it wasn't televised.
Mm-mm.
Streaming video, I saw not one 30-second segment of it, happily. What was it like?
So you were an influencer?
You haven't seen it?
I saw bits and pieces of it. So Dolly Parton opened for it, and she always puts on a good performance. And
yeah,
her,
Dolly's in the news again.
Yeah.
This week, and she got that nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She announced her nomination to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Which is smart. Dolly's
no,
always
she's not rock and
smart.
Roll. She shouldn't be in the first place, if you ask me.
Exactly. She's like, she had to point out to them, hey, no, you're not going to make a buck off my name. Not now, at least.
Well, and I think some of her words included the fact that people needed to understand the word humble a little bit better.
What does that mean?
I think she was just trying to humbly, like, exit that whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination, and people just weren't letting her go. Like, she just wanted to be done with it and move on with her life because she's got bigger and better things to do.
Hey, I would be remiss. I know I've done a lot of talking on this episode, but I would be remiss if I did not mention the passing of a good friend and colleague for a time. Wonderful guy. Absolutely one of the most resilient people I've ever met in my life. His name was Bruce Birch, and he was a successful writer and music industry person in Nashville for many, many years. He's was kind of the old school song plugger type.
Right.
He had written songs on his own, some of which had a lot of notoriety. He wrote for Reba McEntire and a host of other people. He wrote a song that T. Graham Brown performed called Wine Into Water, which was kind of a cult hit. But Bruce was an absolutely amazing guy, and he lived with leukemia for 20 plus years, maybe longer. So he was just incredible. Tell a quick story. I remember one time I had signed Bruce to the company that I work for CSAC. So he was a CSAC writer for a considerable amount of time, and he was very knowledgeable and very talented. And he brought many, many people to CSAC after he had taken the leap and signed. And we got an invitation. You know how these fundraisers are, where we'll basically say we're going to honor a certain person in this community,
right?
And then we're going to sell tables. We'll sell tables for 10 seat tables. We'll go for $5,000.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. So they made an announcement. The Leukemia Society or some group made the announcement they were going to honor Bruce Birch. And so they asked CSAC to buy a table. Well, we bought the table, no questions asked. And I attended this event, and it was absolutely shocking to me. I knew that Bruce was well-respected on Music Row and in the music business, but here's a whole nother side of life, this Leukemia Society. There must have been 1,000 people in this ballroom, all there to see Bruce Birch be recognized and acknowledged as somebody who had helped a lot of people in the leukemia sphere. Right. And Bruce had the disease as well, just unbounding energy. And it's just extraordinary. One little thing, whoever wrote the obituary, and I would encourage anybody to go to a website called Dignity Memorial. Walter Bruce Birch passed away on March 12th, but listen to the first lines of this. Bruce Birch said goodbye on the kind of morning you'd write a song about, a snowy white one that caught March by surprise. Surrounded by love and completely at peace, Bruce's final words can be found in the 1,000 or so songs that he wrote, songs that will always live on. I just thought that was amazing, an amazing beginning to a very nice obituary that has been written by that organization, Dignity Memorial. So I just wanted to say shout out to Bruce. He was a wonderful, wonderful guy, and a pleasure to know.
Oddly enough, Keith Richards made this big announcement. He quit smoking last week.
Wow.
How many years was he smoking?
He's 78 years old. You know what he said? In the article, he goes, I can just picture him saying this, goes, I realized it was time. You know, and he's, it's like, what do you mean it's time?
Time for what?
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
You're almost 80.
That was the quote. I realized
it was time. Like, you know, you're almost 80.
No, that's the time to start stuff back.
Apparently, he quit 2 years ago, and he only recently just came out saying that he quit, and he did it cold turkey. And apparently, it was a 55-year habit.
Oh, really? You just read that? So he didn't just quit?
He didn't just quit. He revealed that he quit smoking
2 years ago. Oh, good.
2 years ago, cold turkey, and that it was a 55-year habit.
So what are we doing? Are we doing this podcast today?
We are. We've been talking for 15 minutes.
Man, that's a good name for our next podcast. Are we doing this today?
Do you want to like play some more music? And then don't we have a featured artist today?
We do. So not only do we have Carl and the Passion from the beginning, but we have a new band called Hippies and Cowboys that was brought to us by Publicity Nation. So first, we're going to hear a little bit about Publicity Nation, which is their management company, and then we'll hear their latest single, 20 to Life. This episode features an artist from Publicity Nation PR. Publicity Nation PR is a music, entertainment, and lifestyle public relations and artist development agency based in Nashville, Tennessee. They are an industry leader in music and entertainment publicity, artist development, branding, and commercial projects for artists, entertainers, entrepreneurs, and social influencers. Their drive, dedication, and exemplary work ethic leads the way to their client success. For more information, go to publicitynation.com. Again, that is publicitynation.com.
First, let me say how politically correct that song is. I think that's the Me Too movement new theme song. But talk again, going back to my favorite word, it seems retro. If that isn't like right out of 75, right. You know, Muscle Shoals, you know, come on.
Yeah,
with the drums kinda, and the piano too. Like,
it reminds me of like that group of bands like the, we used to call it cocaine country, you know, it's like the West Coast stuff, like Southern Hillman Fury Band and like,
right.
You know, those kinds of acts of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band was a wonderful band from the 70s in that vein. Yeah, these guys, they seem to
this is their first single, right?
And this is what I meant to say, and I totally had a hiccup, but it's their debut single. So this is the only song they have out now.
So their debut single, and this is what they choose to sing about. So
it's excellent.
We asked these guys questions. I want to hear these guys, what they talk about.
You want to get to our question of the week segment?
I think we should.
All right, so the first question they answered was to tell us a little bit about themselves.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Aaron Sparling, the lead singer of the Hippies and Cowboys. I'm going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Basically, we're just five dudes from Nashville, Tennessee, who got together during the lockdown and started creating original songs, really, and as well as a lot of cover songs, just as something to do to keep us busy. We started playing a few shows, which, of course, shows were very limited during that time, but we persevered and stayed busy. And Scott, the drummer, and I had been doing the whole band thing together for about a year prior to this current lineup, but it all pretty much started during the lockdown, and it's been full steam ahead ever since.
Sounds like he's making breakfast while he's...
Either that or washing dishes or something.
Right. Well,
hey, multitasking. Got to get it done.
I guess I like these guys. So what else did we ask them?
So we asked them, what are you working on right now?
So we've been staying pretty busy. We've literally just got back about 30 minutes ago from Columbus, Ohio. We played two nights up there at a place called Standard Live. Very good shows. So here we are, just got home doing a little bit of cleanup. My roommate, as well as bass player for the band, is in the background doing dishes. So if you hear any clinking around, that's him back there. And my dogs are running around eating chips, playing ball. So we're all just one big happy family here. So we'll talk about what we've been doing to stay busy. I guess what we're really working on now is promoting our first single, which is called 20 to Life. And it's part of our first full-length record that is going to be out later this summer. And we're working on a music video for 20 to Life currently. We hope to get that released by the end of April or so. We've also got our next follow-up single being mixed and mastered. And it's called Baby Won't You Stop. It's a nice little soul tune, which, again, was recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, like the rest of the record was. And we're doing all that while playing five nights a week at various clubs in various states, as well as downtown on Broadway here in Nashville. So
he's quite literally doing dishes.
Well, you were right.
I called it. Someone called dishes
and I called Muscle Shoals. So.
Yeah.
And I think that's excellent. You know, that's like somebody that has given this the respect and the credence that it deserves, this whole podcast thing.
I'm excited to kind of hear more music from them, especially because it seems like they kind of have a couple of different vibes that they're going for with what their album's going to be. So hopefully we can feature more music in the future, I think.
What's the next question?
So we asked them, what other music artists have inspired your music career so far?
Definitely a few artists that have inspired us so far, I would have to say, is a lot of the soul giants like Otis Redding, Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, as well as the rockers like Aerosmith, the Eagles, Tom Petty. Definitely Lynyrd Skynyrd is a good one. We're kind of in that rock and soul vein, the Southern rock thing, and just been so many greats over the years that we've listened to and known and loved, and I think it's a combination of all of them is what makes our music so great, because it's just kind of time-tested sound that has worked so well for all these years, so... Why fix it if it's not broke, you know?
Okay.
You called it Lynyrd Skynyrd for sure.
How long does this guy do dishes for?
I don't know.
How many dishes that I got to clean?
I don't know.
Well, he's got 90 seconds to answer each question, and we've got five questions, so apparently 8 minutes.
Okay.
All right, so the next question we asked them is, what does a successful music career look like to you?
I believe that there's many different levels of success, and it's kind of up to you as a person what success means to you. And I guess what it would mean to me is making good songs that people enjoy and stuff that people want to listen to forever. Being able to support myself without doing anything outside of music. And I guess the last thing would be just boils right back down to the songwriting, just making good songs and doing things within our musical career that people can connect with and get down to, you know.
I think now he's putting the dishes away.
Probably. It sounds like.
It's a good thing that doing the dishes in the background doesn't distract from what he's saying, about, you know, answering
it. It kind of adds to it. It kind of gives it a little bit of a something.
Gives it a little bit of character. Like, where is he? What is he doing?
Right. You know what I got today? Today I started my my Invisalign.
Oh, how's that going?
Oh, hey.
So I have this these plastic teeth now. So far, I feel like I got something in my mouth. Like, it's just bizarre. So hopefully I can.
Well, and you
got to
take it out every time you eat too, right?
So Carl, I got an idea. So we do an in-podcast comment about Invisalign, a trademark, by the way. We do, we do your testimonial every episode, and then we, like, hit them up for a sponsorship. Maybe we can find a little Invisalign flourish in the audio library.
Well, we'll take a picture every day, and then, like, you know,
we don't have to do a picture every day, but every time you say the word Invisalign, it's like that gleaming effervescence arpeggio of ring
Invisalign. Oh god. Shoot me now. What are we doing?
So when Carl smiles, that's the sound of Carl smiling.
Let's see Carl smile.
I'm Carl.
Anyway, I think we asked the Higbees and Cowboys.
We asked them one more question, and it is, what are your thoughts on the discovery process in music today?
Right. Let's see what they have to say about that. I'm curious.
My thoughts on the discovery process in music today. In my opinion, I think it's a little whack on the discovery process. I feel like a lot of people heavily rely on views and streams and social media to discover people. And in the old days, it was just an A&R guy going to your show and you wowing their faces off and them being so impressed that they wanted to sign you to a record deal. But nowadays, there's so much you can do with Pro Tools and on TikTok to make yourself look so good. When in all reality, you're not as good as what you appear to be. And I think a lot of people get caught up in that trap where they think that you have to be this famous TikTok star or any way, you know, to make it. And I think that's just kind of twisted and not the way that it should be. But that's just my opinion. I think that it should be the other way around. Your talent should shine through more so than, you know, what you see on a computer screen. So it's my opinion. I think it's just a little twisted. And
not for nothing, but do we know how old these guys are?
I think they're young. Hold on. I'll look up their ages.
Because
really
the whole
quick.
Thing is, like, he's right, but how does he even know that?
But I feel, you know, like he, like, literally plucked himself out of the 1970s
right,
and put
because
himself here.
That's what I did. What he's talking about is what I right. did. A&R guys came to this club and we wowed them and got a record deal and you did the schmooze and, you know, that kind of nonsense. And back in the day, it used to be where the tape was just the calling card to get them down to see you live. And basically, it was a live show that sold you.
Right. Yeah. If you could pull it off live, then they knew
right,
they
that's
had
where they
something
go. So,
like,
you know, so many times, like, basically. Bands, they had great tapes or great, you know, demos, and then they get done and they can't cut it.
But then there were some factions that, you know, you just heard it. When somebody presented a song that you knew was a hit, you didn't particularly care
right,
whether or not they could pull
well, you know
it off
that was?
Or not.
I hate to say it. I think later they got
hit.
Better. But I saw the Cars, their yeah. first tour, just what I needed, broke big, huge, like 78.
Yes.
It kind of, if you ask me, it ushered in New yes. Wave, pretty much. Yeah. And then, but yeah. then I went and saw them yep. live. They were like, you know,
yeah.
went
yeah.
from like being like this nobody band to playing like The Garden, you know, within like, you know, 6 months, and they yeah. just weren't yeah. ready for it. And they just, I saw them like Gricker Kasich and yeah. and Ben Orr and these guys.
Elliot
and
Easton.
They,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were great
they're
players.
They're all really and, great players, actually. I just
they just
feel
weren't
like
a great live band.
Live, it
man.
Didn't work. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it got better as years went on, but that first tour, man, wow. It's like they were headlining and they were getting blown off the stage by like bands like JoJo Gunn. Remember them?
Yeah.
Like these opening acts were like, you know, blowing them off the stage. Anyway.
You know, the same thing was, I had the same reaction to the Romantics. They had a huge record, What I Like About You.
Oh, yeah, and the drummer
got out on tour, and they were boring too.
Yeah, well, a lot of these guys back, well, you know, that was also the time when MTV started happening. So these people would do these great videos, and their great songs look good, and so they were like getting huge, and then they go on tour, and they just couldn't cut it. Bands that seem to have the most longevity are like Springsteen, The Stones, Prince, these people who just kill it live.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson was amazing live, you know. So I think it still kind of holds, like being great live is still part of it.
And what's funny, hippies and cowboys look like they literally were pulled from the 70s and just landed themselves in a random 2022. Like they look the part of retro.
That makes me smile.
You know what's funny? We'll get a cease and desist from Invisalign. Hey, stop.
Stop it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's hilarious.
All right. You want to get on out of this episode?
Please.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the 9420 podcast. For all of the links for everything that we talked about, you can go to our website, which is 9420.com. That is the numbers 94 and the letters TWENTY. Until next time, we'll talk to y'all later.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.